Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The FBI is warning lawmakers in the House Chinese hackers are targeting critical infrastructure here in the U.S. Jen Easterly is director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency.
We need to have secure guidelines in place for AI, which is why we've been working with all the big generative AI companies and international partners to ensure that when these capabilities are created, security is the top priority.
Over in the Senate, social media CEOs are talking safety for young users. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg.
Overall, teens tell us that this is a positive part of their lives, but some face challenges online. So we work hard to provide parents and teens support and controls to reduce potential harms.
Israeli forces are now disguising themselves as women and hospital staff to get to Hamas militants in Gaza. CBS's Deborah Pata.
There are raids in the West Bank, and Jenin particularly has seen a lot of them almost every day.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will likely vote next week on how to implement a judge's ruling that lets election clerks accept absentee ballots with partial witness addresses. The decision is expected to increase the number of ballots that will be counted in this year's elections. An internal investigation is clearing two ambulance workers of wrongdoing in the death of a woman in Milwaukee 2 weeks ago. She called 911 after slipping, falling, and hitting her head. Jim Baker runs Curtis Ambulance. He says it's not the crew's fault they couldn't find her.
We don't feel good about it. It's like a series of unfortunate events, and it's sad. But it's a reality of what we deal with in EMS every day of the year.
Jolene Waldorf had died from the fall by the time a passerby found her. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The second suspect relating to a violent Barron County home invasion was arrested this week. According to the Barron Police Chief, the Ramsey County Sheriff's Office took Ricardo Antonio Dominguez into custody on charges of armed robbery, physical abuse of an elder person, and theft. Dominguez and Ryan Charpentier are accused of entering a 70-year-old man's home in December, tying him up and pointing guns at him, using a taser or stun gun on him, and stealing an estimated $13,000 in cash, jewelry, and a gun. Law enforcement authorities are searching for a suspect who allegedly fired a shot through the window of a bar in Hammond, striking somebody inside. According to Hammond Police Chief Daniel Orr, the shooting occurred around 1 a.m. on Tuesday at Roz on Main. A 911 caller reportedly told police there had been an altercation at the bar and somebody was kicked out, and the suspect fired several handgun rounds through the bar window. The victim was treated for minor injuries, and the suspect remains at large. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive. We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Marquette with a win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a victory over Villanova. 85-80. The Golden Eagles now with a 5-game winning streak. Thanks to Tyler Kolick with a career-high 32 points. They play Saturday at Georgetown. Baseball, the Brewers general manager Matt Arnold says he's excited. They were able to sign first baseman Rhys Hoskins in free agency from the Phillies.
We couldn't be more thrilled to have Rhys here. And I think we talked about kind of over the course of the offseason, you know, this was the kind of player that we were looking for. You know, I mean, this is a guy that has a long track record of being a really, really good hitter. He's had some huge hits in really big games. That's what we're looking for.
NFL Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark has been named to the Pro Bowl. I asked him, how could they have dominated the 49ers offense through 3.5 quarters and let the game slip away?
Yeah, I feel like we did that pretty much the whole game. The last, 6 minutes of the game. It's tough. It's tough.
It's the Packers' Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Under a mix of clouds and sunshine becoming even more abundant as high temperatures attempt to break records and flirt with 50 degrees. Enjoy this unseasonable warmth and keep in mind we could see some areas of fog building back in overnight. Currently, it's 46.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Wednesday, the 31st of January, 2024, 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into the big show. Hour number two, Mr. Zommers. We are already at the last day of January.
Hump day!
That we are, which is weird, but you know, that's always how it is. Time always goes fast.
I know. But in a way, I mean, we're getting close to being through the heart of winter, and it isn't all that bad.
Well, now that you said that.
Right? And now it'll be a big storm. No, it's supposed to be like in the 40s for the next few days. Crazy for end of January, beginning of February. We're going to talk a little bit more later this hour about a big basketball game. Wisconsin Badgers going down to Nebraska tonight. We'll tell you a little bit about the game. Also, of course, you can hear it on Civic Media's app, on the Civic Media app, and also on select stations over the air in the Civic Media world in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, and Amory are the stations that carry the games live on the air. And you could also download the Civic Media app. You could do it at your Apple or Android store, on your app store. Just type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It will download in less than a minute. It's free. What Gail King calls a deal. It's the Civic Media app. Also, a little bit later to round out the show, This would be a great ending to the show, by the way. How to be a great person in 83 words.
That's not a lot of words.
Not a lot of words. So looking forward to that. How to be a great person in 83 words. That's how we're going to end the show a little bit later today. Thank Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio from 6 until 8 for coming on the show today. Also, Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to Lincoln Project. Scott Walker was invited. Has not yet appeared, although we would welcome a call if he still wants to call in. And also a little surprise guest appearance from Crudy. So it's been a big first hour and going to be a bigger one. Now, here's the deal. And I don't want to belabor this too much. And people are going to say, all right, enough, Todd. I get it. But we had so many calls, which is fantastic. But we never got to the actual clips I wanted people to hear.
I think it's important for people to actually hear it from the lion's mouth.
Right. To hear what's going on. And the reason that this whole Taylor Swift thing is making news, it isn't just Scott Walker getting a burr up his saddle over Taylor Swift and getting annoyed by her. It's become a national issue. And as Trigvi pointed out, not because Taylor Swift has inserted herself in this, they're picking on her and they're intimidated by her. There is a great story on Raw Story. And it says this: the Republican pundits are trying to spread conspiracy theories about pop star Taylor Swift being the whole thing being orchestrated by shadow forces, but they don't seriously believe a word of what they're saying. And that's according to right-wing commentator Eric Erickson on a lengthy post on Twitter. Indeed, he argued, all they want is attention, no matter what that does to the rest of society. He says, quote, let me explain what's actually going on with these hucksters, frauds, charlatans, and grifters on the right, Erickson wrote. They don't believe it. They hope you might believe it. They are nihilists who don't care about the outcome or consequences of their lies. Many of the same Swifty Kelsey conspiracists were Pizzagate conspiracists. Fine when others caused harm. They don't care about their clout and buzz and how viral things could be online, unquote. This is kind of what Pat Kreitler was talking about. These are people who stir up violence and conspiracy theories and don't care who gets hurt by it. But I agree with Pat that in some cases, these right-wing conspiracy theorists are putting Kelsey, Travis Kelsey and Taylor Swift's lives at risk and the people around them, all for political gain. But I want to go back and I want to play this for you. This is from the Taylor Swift documentary, I believe from 2021. In her own words, this is her documentary. She is talking to her dad in this clip about this race, this political race. Marsha Blackburn, the Republican candidate who, as Trigvi said last hour, was campaigning on the fact that she was a Christian conservative from Tennessee. Taylor Swift, for those that don't know, is from Tennessee, also is a Christian. And she's like, I got to speak out. And her dad is like, no, this could ruin your career. We're going to listen. This is Taylor Swift from her documentary from 2021.
Other thing, just from a security standpoint, you think Taylor Swift comes out against Trump.
I don't care if they write that. I'm sad that I didn't 2 years ago, but I can't change that. I'm saying right now that this is something that I know is right, and you guys, I need to be on the right side of history, and if he doesn't win, then at least I tried.
Taylor, here's the problem.
I just want to read you what I wrote, and I'm going to try to start. I just really want you to know that this is important to me.
I totally agree with the issue.
Have you heard first?
Yes, I've read the entire thing, and the bottom line right now, I'm terrified. I'm the guy that went out and bought armored cars.
I worry for her safety as much as anybody does, maybe more. It really is a big deal. She votes against fair pay for women. She votes against the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act, which is just basically protecting us from domestic abuse and stalking. She votes, she thinks that if you're a gay couple, or even if you look like a gay couple, you should be allowed to be kicked out of a restaurant. It's really basic human rights, and it's right and wrong at this point. And I can't see another commercial and see her disguising these policies behind the words Tennessee Christian values. Those aren't Tennessee Christian values. I live in Tennessee. I am Christian. That's not what we stand for. I need to do this. I need you to just... Dad, I need you to forgive me for doing it, because I'm doing it.
Taylor Swift talking to her father from 2021 from her own documentary, in which she said she was standing up for basic human values. Using her platform, and you heard her dad, to Pat Kreitler's point earlier last hour. Her dad said, I'm the one who went out and bought armored cars to help protect you. And Taylor Swift said, yes, that's the point. That Republicans are opposing legislation to protect women from stalkers. Stalkers, Dad. And she just said, look, I'm doing this. And you can't see it over the air, obviously, but if you watch the video, her dad gets up and goes over and gives her a hug and consoles her and says, all right, I'll respect your decision. That's the kind of person Taylor Swift is, standing up for basic human rights. And these Republicans are going nut job wacko to go after her. Let's play cut two, Mr. Zomers. These are Fox folks. This is Brian Kilmeade. Brian Kilmeade on Fox, who is terrified that Taylor Swift might endorse Joe Biden.
But then the other story is how Taylor Swift, their special strategy is to get young people to vote, is to have the, her support him. Now, she evidently tweeted out support for him, and I saw the full screen this morning. I don't remember that. 2018, she went for the candidate, Phil Bredesen, against Marsha Blackburn. Marsha Blackburn felt that. She does have power. But it would be the single dumbest thing a mega superstar could ever do. Why would you tell half the country that you don't agree with them in this highly polarized time? You stay out of it. Hey, listen, I'm Taylor Swift. I like this guy. He happens to play football for a living. I'm on the stage a lot, selling out. That's it. I think it would be the craziest thing ever for her to do it. And Joe Biden's not worth it. I mean, my goodness. If you need Taylor Swift to get you another 4 years, that's how bad your first 4 years have been. You're done. You're finished. You're through.
Mega white men terrified of Taylor Swift.
I have a question for these people. So first of all, Taylor Swift has already endorsed Joe Biden for re-election. So they're just pretending that didn't happen. Right. And second, why is it so hard to believe that she's not being paid by the Democrats and she just is endorsing a candidate she supports?
She's a billionaire.
She can do what she wants.
On her own right. A billionaire.
She doesn't need anybody's money.
No, nobody's paying Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to the phone. Jack in Merrimack. Jack, you got about a minute and a half. What say you?
Well, first of all, these threats and dangers from celebrities and everybody from judges and juries and court reporters to Republican politicians. This is the way the Trump administration is going to be. I mean, he's already said that his platform, his entire platform, is retaliation and retribution and revenge. Revenge for what? Revenge for losing an election.
Yeah.
That's the entire Republican approach at this point. And it's scary. I mean, if these guys get in again, I don't think American democracy will last.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's a great point, and it's I appreciate the call, Jack. I've said this before, but Jack, it's a good occasion to remind folks. Remember the first Trump presidency, he hired and surrounded himself with at least people that had some real political and government experience. Some people that actually respected the law. And those, Reince Priebus from Wisconsin was his first chief of staff. General Kelly, a revered general in the military, was his chief of staff. And these were the people that said, when Trump had the wackiest of ideas, said, excuse me, Mr. President, the Constitution doesn't allow you to do that. And was at least able to prevent the wackiest stuff from happening. If Trump were to get a second term, do you think that he's going to surround himself with people like that again? Because he'll look those people in the eye and he'll say, boys, and remember, he'll hire basically all men. Boys, we did it once your way. What did it get me? Defeated. I'm not going down that road again. What he wants are people who will swear allegiance to him and only him above the Constitution. More phone calls, more texts after this. Don't go anywhere. It's a Taylor Swift edition. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on 93.5 The Tap and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said. She doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in my room.
Welcome back to the Tom Wolf Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 29 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Civic Media. Mr. Somers, you think that one is about, I would understand if Scott Walker thought that Taylor Swift wrote that song about Maria Bettina. Who said, you know, your girlfriend's on the phone. And of course, Scott Walker is a married man. So I can understand how he would be upset. But that's not what happened here. That's not what happened. It was not about Scott Walker and Maria Bettina.
Much like the rest of the American people, Taylor Swift doesn't think about Scott Walker.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. We're talking about this whole dust up of Taylor Swift just doing her thing, being a successful woman, and Republicans, particularly white men, coming down on her and losing their minds over Taylor Swift. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, off the text line. Joanne, listening on WRCE in Richland Center, says, instead of worrying about who's endorsing Biden, the Republicans need to stop supporting Trump and come up with a better candidate, unquote. I think that's a great idea, Joanne. And there's only one alternative left, that's Nikki Haley. And what did the Republican National Committee want to do at Trump's directive was to forget the rest of the voting and simply say it's over, that Trump is the nominee. And once that got out on the street, there was so much blowback that they said, oh, I guess we better not do that. But I agree, Joanne. Republicans should endorse Nikki Haley, elect Nikki Haley, who at least I don't believe is a fascist. I might not agree with all of her ideas, but at least she, I think, would respect the Constitution of the United States. I think it's a great idea. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Gary, listening in Sussex. Gary, always a pleasure. What say you? Gary, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yep, can hear you now. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. You know me. I'm a conservative, 71-year-old white Christian man, okay? And I've been listening, all these people calling up and everybody getting all upset, worrying about the Republicans. Why are you guys so upset? You know, well, this is what I have to say to Taylor Swift. I like her music, and I would just tell it, shut up and just sing. That's if I was her dad, I'd just tell it, keep her mouth shut. You know, don't get enemies. You know, yes, you got to get this armored car and a whole shooting shebang, but that's what comes along with fame. You need security, everything. There are wackos out there that would kill anybody for any reason at all. And as far as Marsha Washburn, I think you guys are putting words in her mouth. She is not against protecting women. That's ridiculous. And that's, you know, a rumor that you people are spread, not you, Todd, but people are spreading about her.
Well, number one, I really appreciate you saying, look, you appreciate Taylor Swift's music. I think that's cool. Look, I think Marsha Blackburn has in fact supported legislation that would be, you know, not helpful to protecting women from domestic violence. So I can't cite the bill off the top of my head, but I think that's what Taylor Swift was talking about in that cut. But, you know, I respectfully, I'll simply say, okay, if you feel that Taylor Swift, in your words, should shut up and sing, do you also feel the same way about Jason Aldean and country stars that are out there, you know, promoting Donald Trump? Should they also just shut up and sing and not be involved in politics as well?
Absolutely. 110%. You know, I go to movies and there are people who I just do not like, but I like their acting. So I'm going to go to the movies and yeah, I'll support it, you know? But the thing is, you know, one other point I want to make is that, you're talking about, Nikki Haley and stuff like that. Bernie Sanders was on his way to become president of the United States until Hillary went in there and got the Democrats to just shut Bernie Sanders up. And they're doing the same thing. Republicans are doing the same thing with Donald Trump and Nikki Haley, you know. And you know that Bernie Sanders was on the way, and you know that Democrats just took it away from him twice.
No, you
agree with that?
I've said on this show before that I think that had there not been all these super delegates and evidence came out after that election that there were shenanigans inside the Democratic Party, not in the voting per se, but in the delegate stuff. And yeah, I think that Bernie Sanders got robbed of the nomination in 2016. And I think he could have beaten Trump, by the way, had he been the nominee. So I agree with you on that.
I think he would have.
I respectfully disagree. I happen to think that if someone's in a celebrity position, I don't think they should necessarily, you know, put it on all their posters, but they're also human beings. They're citizens. I think they have a right to talk about who they want to support. I'm not one of those shut up and play kind of people. Do I necessarily enjoy it? Nah, not necessarily all the time, but I'm not going to say they don't have a right to voice their opinion. It is the United States. They have freedom of speech. But the thing is,
if you are a celebrity, why do you want half the people in the country not liking you anymore? Why don't you just do your thing?
Right.
You know, be a football player and just keep your mouth shut.
I get it. But isn't that right, Gary? Isn't that the beauty of freedom in the United States? I mean, I think there are some, you know, like for instance, I'm a big Kenny Chesney fan. I don't know for sure what side of the fence he's on because he almost never talks politics. That's a decision he made. He has the freedom to do that. Other people want to get on, you know, that's the freedom of being an American, I think.
Well, the thing is, you're getting paid to say what you're supposed to say and your feelings. You know, other people, celebrities, if I was a celebrity, I keep my mouth shut, even though, you know, I call up all the time and I base my opinion, but it's not like I'm a celebrity. I own a heating company. Mm-hmm. Okay. I go on the job and I don't care what you are. I have gay, lesbian people, black people, Indian people, doesn't matter. I keep my mouth shut. I don't bring up politics. I fix their furnace. I'm happy to do it. And I shake their hands when I'm done. And then they're happy with me and they call me back. Mm-hmm. And my clients are my friends, but they don't know what my politics are.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. And I think that's your freedom. That's your choice, right? And I respect that's your right. choice. And I think that for you, you've said that's the best thing for your business. I get that. You know, other people might feel differently. I respect their decision as well. So, but I always appreciate your comments, Gary. Always appreciate your listenership.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a great day. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What, Mr. Thompson, about a minute left or so-ish?
I think we might be better off if we...
Okay. We're going to... if we see all kinds of folks on the line. We got Dick, Karina, Jam, and Curtis all standing by. We, as Matt Flynn likes to say, we see you on the lines. Do not hang up. We're going to get to all those calls. Dick, Karina, Jam, Curtis, and your calls as well on the other side here as we have a very special edition of the All Ball Show, the Taylor Swift edition here. This is good discussion. This is good. This is healthy discussion. This is the kind of things we want to bring to you and hear from you. And we'll do that, all those fine folks. So stick around. A little more of Taylor Swift as we go on the way out. You're listening to the Todd All Ball Show live for a Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Dental therapists can now start practicing in Wisconsin. They can fill cavities, do oral exams, and pull some teeth. Governor Evers is also signing off on new money to boost oral care training in Wisconsin's technical colleges and incentives for Marquette University dental students to practice in underserved areas. Governor Evers is standing by yesterday's veto of legislative maps passed by Republican state lawmakers last week.
It's important to make sure that people have, you know, good maps, to make sure that we have competitive races, all that stuff. But what I vetoed is was not in that vein.
Redistricting will likely be settled by the state Supreme Court in a few weeks. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Following the announcement that HSHS Sacred Heart Hospital, HSHS St. Joseph Hospital, and all Previa facilities in the Chippewa Valley are closing, other healthcare providers are hosting job fairs in the area. Oakleaf Surgical Hospital and Marshfield Clinic will both host job fairs this week as over 1,400 employees look for alternative employment options. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development will also host a large-scale job fair in the area on February 7th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Florian Gardens. A St. Louis County jury has found a former NFL and Wisconsin football player not guilty of the sexual assault charges he was facing. 47-year-old Tom Burke of Rice Lake was arrested in 2021 and accused of inappropriately touching a 7-year-old victim. Burke denied all of the allegations and entered not guilty pleas to the charges. On Monday night, a jury returned a not guilty verdict following a week of testimony and 5 hours of deliberation. Burke played for the Arizona Cardinals and Wisconsin Badgers. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Academy Award nominations were announced. Oppenheimer led the way with 12, including Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress, and Best Director. After Oppenheimer, 2024 is the year of the snub. Killers of the Flower Moon nabbed 10 nominations, but Leo DiCaprio was not nominated, surprising many, but not me. Lily Gladstone, who played DiCaprio's wife, became the first Native American nominee to receive an Oscar nod for Best Actress. Barbie was nominated 8 times, but with 3 big surprises. Margot Robbie was not nominated for Best Actress. Greta Gerwig was snubbed for Best Director. And the third surprise? Ryan Gosling was nominated for Best Actor. Huh? If it makes the snubbies feel any better, Oprah and her film, The Color Purple, were denied a Best Pick nomination, too. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me every night between 8 and 10 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Under a mix of clouds and sunshine, becoming even more abundant as high temperatures attempt to break records and flirt with 50 degrees. Enjoy this unseasonable warmth and keep in mind we could see some areas of fog building back in overnight. Right now, it's 48 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
Everything will be all right if you keep me next to you.
Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Oh, 22, Mr. Zombers. I can barely remember 22.
Me either, which is a problem because I'm 25. I'm kidding.
You're a young dude. Oh, Taylor Swift there. It is a special edition. We're digging in, and I'm glad we generated so many phone calls. I'm glad that people have feelings on this and we can listen to each other, because it's not just the fact that Republicans and mega Republicans are losing their mind over Taylor Swift because she's popular and because that she's signing people up to vote, 40,000+ people, just didn't ask their affiliation, just said to vote. And now this story in the Daily Mail saying that perhaps a fifth of voters may be influenced by what Taylor Swift thinks, particularly Gen Z, younger voters. And people like Scott Walker, former governor of Wisconsin, are losing their mind. We played you a cut from Fox News. We have another one from Newsmax we're going to play in a minute here. I don't understand why, in Gail King's words, grown-ass men, unquote, are losing their mind over a pop star who has an opinion. I think it's great. I like her music. I like her story even better. The fact that she's an independent young woman who stood up to misogyny, who has stood up to the man, quote unquote, and said, I'm doing it my way. And no one gave her a thing. She's earned everything, right?
Yeah. I also think it's difficult to separate politics from basically any art form. Like, one of my favorite music genres is punk. Mm-hmm. And that's all about being angry at the government and just the world in general for the most part. That's like most punk songs are about. And if they took the politics out of punk, it would just be loud guitars and no words.
Right. The music is an art form, is an expression, right? Let's go to the text line quickly. We've got a caller listening in on WMDX says, money is free speech, but actual free speech is shut your mouth and do your job? Question mark. Comment there from one of our callers from before. Also, Andrew from Maine listening on WAUK says, I take issue with the shut up and play crowd. At what point is name recognition? Do you lose your right to voice your opinion? Once 100 people can match a name to your picture? If you don't discuss policy at your job, but on your off hours or when you call into a radio show, does that make you better than someone else who does the same but is known by twice as many people? Well, again, I respect everyone's right to their own opinion. I think it comes down to freedom. If you want to have the freedom to not share your political opinion through your work, that's fine. But if you want to share your political opinion, it's called the United States. Lots of phone calls to get here. 844-967-2789. Going to take them in order. 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. We're going to get to you. Start with Jam in Racine, listening in on our fine station down there, WRJN in Racine, Kenosha. Jam, thanks for hanging around. What say you?
Hi. Hey, how you doing? The Taylor Swift issue and the whole thing is that number Conjugate 45 has a problem with strong, powerful women, and they view her as a threat, just as they did True 45, Hillary Clinton, back in the day, and they had Russia's help to vilify her. It's the thing of vilifying people. Look what they did to poor Colin Kaepernick at the behest of that man. Look what they did to the poll workers at behest of Rudy Giuliani on behest. And it's just strong women in general, and she's a very strong force. And this is going to sound really crazy, but because I'm a Democrat, but I really hope Nikki Haley doesn't give in, and she fights it to the end because she has a strong backing too. Nikki Haley, Liz Cheney, you women need to go for it. And that sounds nuts, I guess, but
no, I don't think so at all.
Haley, like, you know, very strong. And this is, I don't have money, but I wish I had money even to support her, even though she's a Republican and I'm a Democrat. You know, women in general need to support her. Like, you know, Republican women support this woman who's for everything that's good. And look what they're doing to Taylor Swift. She's just saying all the good stuff.
Right.
He's saying all these horrible things. You know, they're trying to embrace peace and everything. And the other side is, like, doing all this hate and disastrous. Like, really, what do we want to have for our future? I mean, and because she's a strong woman. And he called all women nasty. Remember that? Don't forget all the things he said about Believe that's what it is. And
I remember.
He's so bruised. Was bruised so bad.
Yep.
Go Nikki Haley.
No, I appreciate it. I think you make a great point, Jim, and I appreciate you calling in because you're right. I mean, I've heard from people that I don't personally know, but I know people who know people, put it that way. And the Trump campaign is very shook right now by Nikki Haley because they're having to fight a lot harder for this nomination than they wanted to or had hoped. So I agree with Jam. I hope that Nikki Haley keeps fighting. And we read it earlier, but Liz Cheney, former Republican congresswoman from Wyoming, tweeted this about an hour and a half ago, quote, Taylor Swift is a national treasure, unquote. That's what Liz Cheney had to say. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Dick in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, it's not a lot like, what, 3, 4, 5 years ago when that ridiculous anchor on Fox told LeBron James to shut up and dribble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same thing. And as far as, would you guys agree that I'm old white male, just like Gary, 68 years old. Why are they so worried? That demographic, it's certainly not me voting for them, but do you know the last time white males voted for a Democrat for president?
Tell me.
Lyndon Johnson, 1964.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's a lot of that backward-thinking group that's going to peel off and vote for Joe Biden. But if they think they can win with 35, 36%, 38, they got another thing coming. You usually in politics try and build outward and get more voters.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me that the modern Republican Party wants to drive people away. And if they can't do that, just take rights away so people can't vote.
Right. I think you raise a good point, Dick. And I know Stuart Stevens has been on the show last week with Trygve Olson. And he pointed this out, that there are more of that older demographic that aren't going to be there in 2024 than 4 years ago, simply because of life cycles and people pass away. There are a greater number of younger people that are coming in, Gen Z, that are more influenced. Not so much, I wouldn't say influenced. They're not just going to vote because Taylor Swift said I'm supporting this person. But I think the point is that the same things, women's rights, LGBTQ rights, the environment, these are all things that are important, not just to Taylor Swift, but to her generation. And there's more of those people in the voting pool.
Well, you can't tell me either that a lot of, not a lot, but a fair amount of Trump voters peeled off as to how they went about getting vaccinated for COVID.
Oh, sure. Sure. And there are people, Republicans, we saw this in New Hampshire, who said Nikki Haley voters who said they're not, they'll just sit the election out. They're not going to vote for Biden, but if Trump's the nominee, they're just not going to go to a poll. And that's a huge problem for Trump and Republicans. Thanks for the call, Dick. Always appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Milwaukee and Karina listening in on WAUK, the Shaw in Waukesha. Karina, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hi, Todd. Well, you know, traditionally, through the history, you can see that the people of art, people of culture, and special talents, besides the point that they are special because they're more sensitive to environment they live in, and they more capable of expressing themselves in poetry, music, books, newspapers, whatever you say, right?
Yep.
Or even picture. Look at the Chagall. He was at the time in Russia where the time wasn't really good. And you can reflect and you can see that in the painting because those people are super sensitive for something what is not right at the time and the society. And I think that the celebrities should not just be there, and especially in America, make their millions and sit quietly looking as like the rest of the country is suffering.
Right.
That what you want them to do? I mean, and if we're going to go towards the celebrity, then the first celebrity who needs to sit on their ass and shut up is Trump.
Right.
He can go back to his celebrity status and be very quiet. I will be fine.
Yeah. No, you make a great point, Karina. I always appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Karina, in Milwaukee. She brings up a great point that these MAGA folks, these MAGA folks that are upset that a celebrity is having an opinion. Well, if you listen to Trump in his own words, there's no bigger celebrity than Donald Trump in his own words. And they elected him to the White House. Off the Facebook line, our friend, ongoing contributor Jeff Perry says, I've noticed that the MAGA folks don't seem to have an issue with Ted Nugent and Kid Rock speaking out, but a strong woman does, and so they lose their minds.
And Jeff from Shorewood also texted in and said much the same thing.
Yeah. Great points. Look, we're gonna skip over this Newsmax clip because we don't need more angry white men attacking Taylor Swift, I don't think. But I am going to play this clip from Colin Cowherd, who usually talks sports. And, of course, it relates to the Super Bowl coming up in a week and a half. Colin Cowherd on Fox, who I don't always agree with, by the way, particularly when it comes to the Badgers. But Colin Cowherd took time yesterday to address this, and I think he sums it up great. We're going to play this. Colin Cowherd from Fox.
There's a lot of really weird, lonely, insecure men out there. The fact that a pop star, the world's biggest pop star, is dating a star tight end who had one of his greatest games ever, and a network puts them on the air briefly, that it bothers you, what does that say about your life? Judge people sometimes on the silly stuff that bothers them. It'll tell you a lot about them. When I hear this whole thing about Taylor Swift, I just want to watch football. Liar, you're lying. That's not true. A football telecast is not just football. In fact, the commercials for 4 hours before the Super Bowl will be widely watched. Did you know statistically in a 3.5-hour NFL playoff broadcast or regular season broadcast, just 18 minutes are actual football? And we have the data. We have the numbers. You don't turn away. There's coaches cutaways. They show fans in Buffalo on fire, commercials, reviews, 18 minutes of real football. For the record, about the length of 5 Taylor Swift songs. Listen to this. The New York Times measured how long she was actually on the broadcast. Do you know how long it is on average? 25 seconds in 3.5 hours. Against the Ravens, it was up to a whopping 32 seconds. It was 14 Chiefs and Raiders on Christmas, 12 Chiefs and Bengals, 24 seconds, Buffalo, Kansas City. She was on for a minute against the Dolphins, but it was an absolutely awful broadcast. They should have had a concert in the middle of it. That would have been more interesting. And why wouldn't CBS, which you know has the Grammys, cross-promote the world's biggest pop star? Hey, listen, I worked at the other network. I work at Fox. I've seen us jam people on TV shows I would never watch during football games and sporting events. Don't forget to watch this right after the game. I've already forgot about it. Let's get back to the game. But I don't have to rush to social media. I'm okay with it. Here's the other thing that strikes me. Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right, all right. Love him. Drake on everything. Spike Lee, Knicks games. Eminem, Michigan sporting events. We celebrate it. 80s, 90s, Jack Nicholson, Laker games. It's cool. Saw Jack. But a talented and beautiful woman is on the air, one who would never pay attention to lonely men, and it bothers them. There's a stat out there, it's kind of uncomfortable for you sad guys, that 50% of men never have real intimacy with a woman. That means the other 50% have multiple intimate relationships with women. And those ones that don't are angry and sad and lonely, and they are often misogynistic and resent women who didn't give them the time they think they deserve.
That is Colin Cowherd on Fox. I think he nailed it right there. 18 minutes is all that we actually see of football in a football game, whether Taylor Swift is there or not. And it's great for ratings. Back with more on the other side. It's the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
.5 The Tap.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the Tyler Bowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from our friend and colleague, Mr. Matt Flynn. Great program, Matt Flynn Direct, taking us to the front lines of history. He reminds us, history being made every minute of every day. Matt will take us to the front lines of history after the news and weather update. Coming up next here on Civic Media, Matt Flynn Direct. You do not want to miss it. Want to end up with a couple of notes here. First of all, Wisconsin Badger men's basketball having a heck of a season, Mr. Zalmers. A heck of a season. And looking forward to listening to and watching this game tonight. According to BadgerExtra.com, a great website, University of Wisconsin men's basketball team has a top 10 matchup this weekend against Purdue. But first, it faces a tough test on the road against one of the best home performing teams in the Big Ten. The Badgers are 16-4 overall, 8-1 in the Big Ten. They travel to Lincoln, Nebraska to play the evil Cornhuskers. I put the evil part in. Game time tip off tonight at 7:30. Pardon me, not tonight, it's tomorrow. I apologize. I got my days, but it's tomorrow night. Tomorrow, Thursday. At 7:30 at Pinnacle Bank Arena. It's Wisconsin's second matchup with the Cornhuskers, who are 15-6 overall, 5-5 in the Big Ten this season. The Badgers won 88-72 earlier this month on January 6th in the Kohl Center, the cap of a strong first week of 2024 for Wisconsin. Wisconsin made a jump to number 6 in the Associated Press men's college basketball rankings, following an 81-66 win over Michigan State on Friday. Big game, by the way. It was the Badgers' first home-and-home sweep of the Spartans since the 03-04 season, leading right into two more games against opponents they'll play twice this year. Of course, A.J. Storr, big game against Michigan State, scored 28 points on Friday. So as Spartans coach Tom Izzo said, a key addition he's made to his game since he scored 22 points at Michigan State in earlier this season, 6 points. That's a good way to put it. It improved 6 points. It's going to be a big game. Looking forward to it. And, of course, you can hear the game tomorrow night starting at 7:30, tip-off time, across the Civic Media Radio Network. You can hear it on WRJN in Racine, Kenosha, WRCE in Richland Center, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WLAK up in Amory over the air. And if you're not lucky enough to live in one of those communities, simply download the Civic Media app, and you can hear it via the app. Just go to one of those stations. Of course, I always send people to WRCE. In Richland Center, news from the center, the old home station there. So always appreciate that. Anyway, a big game tomorrow for Wisconsin Badgers, and congratulations also to Marquette, who got a big win last night, I understand. So two teams from Wisconsin in the top 10 for the first time ever, men's basketball, Marquette and Wisconsin. So really looking forward to watching the game Badgers and listening to it as well on Civic Media's radio app. One end today, this is fantastic, from our crack staff. Because we're always looking for ways to be better, right? So here is how to be a great person in 80 three words. Quote, to bear up under loss, to fight the bitterness of defeat and the weakness of grief, to be victor over anger, to smile when tears are close, to resist evil men and base instincts, to hate hate and to love love, to go on when it would seem good to die, to seek ever after the glory and the dream, to look up with unquenchable faith in something evermore about to be. That is what any man can do, and so be great. Unquote. Those are the thoughts that come to us from American novelist Zane Grey, who was born on this day, January 31st, in 1872. Gay was prolific. He wrote over 90 books. He is best known for idealizing the American frontier. Gray's vivid descriptions of characters, actions, and the land are the reason why 112 movies have been made based on his works, and movie adaptations of his novels launched the career of several film stars. His best-selling book, Riders of the Purple Sage. Zane Grey, born this day in 1872. How to be great in 83 words. Some good advice.
By someone who's done it,
it seems. Yeah, who's someone who absolutely has done it. And I think as we kind of bring today's show to a close, sure, it's better than usual. We usually don't spend an entire show just on basically one topic. And I get that we're talking about a celebrity in Taylor Swift today. But I think this was a great way to end the show with these words from Zane Grey. Because if you look at Taylor Swift, she's bared up under loss. She fought off the bitterness of defeat, the weakness of grief. When she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager, she had to go in and re-record all of her music so that she owned it. She had stalkers, continues to have them. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. She's hated hate and loved loved. And went on when it would seem good to die. I think she's a great role model. Perfect?
I think so too.
Perfect? No. Who among us is perfect? But you know, I have two nieces. And by the way, I'm not sure they're great Swiftie fans. I think they're like, they don't hate her. But I mean, I don't think they're Swifties necessarily. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone, any genre of, doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, and I think all of us at one point or another have had to overcome something, you're a winner. And I think that's a good thing to take with us. As we move through 2024, I want to support and uplift winners, whether they're political candidates or whether they're not political candidates. And when I say winner, I mean just winning the game of life. I'm not talking about winning a political contest or winning the lottery. I'm talking about if you've overcome something in your life. If you've lost weight, if you had a parent die, a sibling die, a spouse die, if you had a disease, if you have an addiction, if you've made it through, that's what it's all about. Been a great show. Thank you all for calling in. Thanks to Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olsen, Mike Crute, Aaron Zommers, and all of you. Stay tuned. Matt Flynn is next. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, keep banging your drum.
Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues, thanks to our fine sponsor, Chance Design Build. Trudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From the Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Trudy brings you on-the-ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. For the fourth